100 word stories.
Hi, everybody. I know it's Monday. I should have done this yesterday, but I was pretty tired and kind of lazy. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was pencil case. And we got stories in for this topic of pencil case. So I'm going to go ahead and let you listen to them, and then I'll be back with you. How's that for a deal?
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called School Days. Our school uniform included a coat and bag. So, to express our individuality, we changed our pencil cases yearly. In a small town, invariably half the class had the same pencil case. Handmade didn't have the cachet it had now. It was a guarantee of being bullied for the rest of your school days. I spent summer up north with an old aunt, where things were the same as home, but they had different stationery shops. I was seen as a cosmopolitan fashion guru. I was picked first for teams, never ate lunch alone. And all because of my pencil case. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 1022 with a prompt of pencil case. I have 8,000 words to go on Novel November and looking forward to finishing that and moving back to my Bilbert stories because I finally got cut up to where I am. Anyway, here's my story. Bobby squeezed her eyes shut. I will always hate the things you did to me, but someday we will be all each other has. Bilbert looked down to give his siblings some privacy and kicked through the trash thrown around by the tornado. His mother and Mandy tugged at Sabrina's bonds. Among the varied trash, Bilbert found a pencil case and picked it up. It rattled when he shook it. Inside he found a heart-shaped locket. Inside it was a black and white picture of a little girl and a large oval emerald. "That was my grandmother's," Sabrina gasped. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I kept a flick knife in my pencil case, knuckle dusters in my lunchbox, throwing stars in my school bag. In case of emergencies, I would slip razor blades inside the covers of my textbooks and a can of pepper spray in my pocket. You could never take too many precautions in my school. It was a tough environment, where only the strong survived. Even the teachers knew to watch their backs. You had to fight to survive, every day, every lesson. Bullying was totally out of control, and as for the bullies themselves, I was the best.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. She looked at the pencil case. "What's in there?" a nosy colleague asked. "Nothing." She grabbed the pencil case. "Pencils, obviously," someone said. She nodded. "That too. Let them think that. Why are you carrying around a pencil case? That's for kids." "Yes, for kids," she nodded. "I'll give you $100 if you let me look inside." She shook her head. Not in a million years would she allow that to happen, and money meant nothing to her. Besides, how would she explain the ears and teeth she had collected from the guys she had buried in the marsh? And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog, lazygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Pencil Case. My first wife had rather large breasts. She showed me a trick that seemed to be outside my general knowledge base. It's a test of gravitational forces and a pencil case. If you are of an age when school supplies were actually a cool thing to have each year, there are two major groups of pencil storage: the rectangular, molded plastic case with a sliding 12-inch ruler, which had a pencil sharpener fused on top. The other, a pouch with a zipper. Uncool. If you could wedge pencil case number 2 under a breast and it didn't hit the ground, you won. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, Richard here, and here's my story on the topic pencil case. Third attempt, it's called Just in Case. Some people carry a rabbit's foot. Others have their plushy mascots. But I had a lucky pencil case. Far more practical than the totems other students would sit on their desks to bring them luck at exams, my case completely fulfilled all its usual functions. A receptacle for writing materials, erasers, pencil sharpeners, and many useful odds and ends, as well as chewing gum and cleaning wipes for my glasses. You see, I had to wear special glasses. Special glasses that shifted the colours of the intricate graffiti designs on my pencil case to reveal my carefully hidden cheat notes. That's me done. Till next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Paul's family never put a tree in their house to decorate for Christmas. Instead, they'd put a tree in their big backyard every year. They'd been there for a long time, for generations, and seeing the big trees and the little ones together, and Paul saying that one was for his uncle, and that one was for his grandmother's, and that was his dad's, and when he was a boy. And I look on Google Maps and see the small woods on the screen. And then the map refreshes and it's all gone. They sold the developers to build a housing subdivision.
And that's it for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge on the topic of pencil case. The next topic, as you've already seen on the schedule on oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, is a pick two. Someone else, roast, when will it stop, support network, and moonwalk. And yes, I know I need to catch up with the queue of stories that are backlogged with all their topics and such. I keep saying that every week, but at least this week, I'm getting all the stories for the week in the queue. So that's a first in a while, which is why I'm so tired right now. If only it wasn't working for a living, right? Anyway, thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.